Hello and welcome to another episode. So today, before we dive in, the quick announcements. If you want to check out the bonus episode feed or the exclusive feed, however you want to call it, check out the link in my description. That's where you can find it on Substack. You can find all the bonus material. Also, a lot of it is through the Apple Podcast, where that's the audio version. So you can do that if that's easier for you as well. But let's dive in. Enough chit chat, and let's enter the labyrinth. So today's episode is about how we can make creation, or how creation brings our psyche into being. So first, let's start with a quote to consider, one that really kind of helped me think about this, and I think is really helpful to kind of have in your mind as you're listening to this episode. So understand the process of your thinking. Suppose you were there were no masters, no religious organizations, no Buddha, no Christ, and you had to begin from the beginning. How would you set about it? First, you would have to understand your process of thinking, would you not? And not project yourself, your thoughts into the future and create a God who pleases you. That would be too childish. So first, you would have to understand the process of your thinking. That is the only way to discover anything new, is it not? And that quote's by Jay Krishnamurti, and it really relates to today's episode. So my point is, I guess, don't tell me your career. Okay, maybe, but first, what does that tell me when that question is asked, or when you're talking about that? Or better, what doesn't that tell me? You know, how does it tell me about who you are? Because who you are is creation. Creating stuff is our way of becoming. So these creations bring our senses of self into being. So it's to me, it's like this window into the mindset of the creator, their perception of the world. That's what we see when people create things. And you can create things within your career. That's not what I'm saying. So what are you creating to shape your sense of being? So what are you creating to understand your sense of self? So creation becomes being. Creation is being. Now, creation can be anything. It doesn't have to be traditional expressions of art. Cooking your favorite meal, that's art. Journaling, that's art. Starting a business in hopes of creating a product to help people better their lives, that's fucking art. It becomes the expression of yourself. So for artists, creation is often what they do to bring their identity into being, to create themselves in a way they weren't able to create before their creation. It's a method of understanding. So artists, you know, are not created ex nihilo from nothing. They are created from their experience and then an expression of that experience. Now, allow me to kind of backtrack for a moment. So your career can be your form of creation. But we rarely follow up with that discussion when we, you know, make small talk about a career. No. So, for example, I received a comment around this topic on how it's perceived as disregarding the topic of one's career. And that was not my intent or my point. The point is, careers can be an indicator of who a person is on the surface level. But the deeper and more informative conversation is how that career allows them to express their creativity, or maybe their tether to this existence, and how it relates to bringing them into being by allowing them to relate to their existence in this world. That's what the topic is getting to. It's getting to a more foundational piece of that puzzle. So in a conversation with someone, they expressed how, let's say bartending was their passion. Wonderful, right? Their career is bartending. But what is the step deeper into understanding of them? Let's say, you know, they fell in love with the art of making drinks and seeing a customer appreciate that artistic expression they have and the mastery that they have of their artistic expression. It makes them feel part of this world. So the creation becomes a tether to understanding their existence by finding joy in creating joy for others through their artistic expression, through their interpretation or a way of interpreting a piece of the world, right? So what would you consider to be fundamental? The creation of the drinks. So the important question of what do you create, that then leads into what you do to achieve that end. So the point I'm making is the question of what you do or what do you create becomes a much more important question that we desire an answer to, instead of just what is your career? And it's just like this kind of small talk point that rarely ever goes anywhere, you know, because most people don't seem to think they should care about that. So for me, art is simply about finding your form of creation or expression. The creation can be anything, you know, music, dance, painting, writing, and sculpting. Anything that makes your mind feel full and feel alive is creation. So I needed a form of creation that would bring me into being, that would then allow me to actualize my own psyche. So my form of creation, writing is a big one, is a drawing board or a mold for me to better understand my own existence. It allows us to bring our identity into creation by allowing ourselves to be expressed through creation. So we create to hopefully allow ourselves to become less confused. So then the question becomes, why do you create what you create? And your answer to this question becomes a look into your myth. And your myth, you know, that is unique to your experience, is your art. It's a window into your mindset and your perception of the world. So your magic is your creation. But now I want to kind of bring in this kind of more myth-based aspect. And if you know when I talk about how I talk about God, it's not in like a traditional sense. So bear with me on this part. But how is God involved in your creation? Like I said, not in the traditional sense. It's more of this diving into the unconscious sense of God. So go to my previous episodes if you're confused about that point. But anyway, so I'll leave you with kind of something to ponder on, and I'll dive deeper into this in another post. But I wonder how art relates to our kind of own perception of an image of God, your Godhead. As I often view one's conception of God as their mind's method of creating some psychological ideal for them to be striving for. You know, it's this object and up beyond that we are looking at and striving for. Thus, art then becomes our method of understanding our way of creating that ideal, that form of God, and achieving that relationship. So this is how creation becomes our own, as we are bringing an essence unique to our own mind into being, is an understanding that nobody else has or nobody else holds. And it's this reasoning that becomes so important. Now, people have roughly similar ideas, but their expression of those ideas is what is unique to you. So if creativity is essentially a matter of subjective interpretation, how does it relate to our concept of the ideal? And how are those ideals affected by what we consume? And we're always consuming the work of other people, right? So creation can be linked with a psychological need for an ideal in relation to God. Perhaps it becomes a signpost for comprehending your own creation of God. And your conception of God is essential to understanding your own, I think, subconscious and collective unconscious piece of you have, and how to pull from that and that interpretation. So that is, if these two concepts interest you, that is. But yeah, those are my thoughts today on the importance of creation, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. But now it's time for you to get the fuck out of my labyrinth.